We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Old buddy of mine, Howard Beck, senior writer at Sports Illustrated, the crossover pod, SiriusXM NBA Radio. Howard, you're a busy man.
What's happening, Jason? Miss seeing you in NBA arenas, my friend.
I know. I miss it, too, sometimes. Sometimes. Not all the time.
Who are you kidding?
I like being home.
Yeah, home's overrated.
Howard, how come we can't get a good game in the playoffs?
This is like one of those questions like, why does the game slow down in the playoffs? Why does height matter? I don't know. I just, you know, these eternal NBA questions. There's no answer for why the playoffs have been kind of shaky to be generous. I mean, the thing is the Mavericks Warriors series, while 3-0, which means it's already dead because no one ever comes back from 3-0, and I don't think they're going to be the first, had a couple of good games.
Yeah, you're right. Like, you're right. And I thought about that after I said, how can we have any good games? I thought, well, actually, we did have a couple Warriors-Mavs. It's just that series is over.
That's the weird thing, right? Like, you can win a series. Like, Celtics-Nets had some really compelling games. It ends up in a sweep, but it wasn't like the Celtics were just dusting the floor with them every night. And so sometimes the final ledger, the wins and losses, don't completely reflect the competitiveness or the drama within of the individual games. But yeah, overall, it hasn't been the most compelling postseason. And I don't think there's any great reason. I mean, Celtics, Heat, you know, they're all banged up. The Heat weren't exactly an offensive juggernaut in the first place. So, you know, a night like last night where they're just struggling to even score at all is almost not even shocking when you don't have a lot of firepower and your best scorers are banged up and slowed. So it's weird. I think sometimes this is just happenstance. And look, the fact is the Warriors are fun to watch no matter who they're playing, whether winning or losing. So there's at least that entertainment factor. We are missing some big names, right? Like Kevin Durant's not in the playoffs right now, and neither is LeBron and neither is Giannis. And the question becomes, would it be more compelling if they were around? I mean, if we still are getting a bunch of 20-point blowouts in a series, you'd still say it was boring even or not that entertaining or compelling, even if you had some of the big names that were missing. But I think it's probably, you know, it's a lot of all those things. But there's no accounting for why a series is sometimes just weirdly lopsided, going both directions, right? One team wins by 20, then the other team wins by 20, and go back and forth. Like, there's no rhyme or reason other than the playoffs are weird.
Howard, do you think that the Mavericks will win tonight? Do they have any reason to show up tonight?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't have the numbers in front of me about, you know, when a team goes down 3-0, how often do they get swept versus how often do they prolong it at least one game? I feel like most of the time, a lot of the time, teams will prolong it. They'll find that last, you know, gasp effort of pride and not wanting their season to be over and wanting to show something, and they'll steal a game and then lose in the fifth game. And usually that's also when it's going back to the other city too. So that would follow the pattern tonight for the Mavs if they were to win and then go lose in San Francisco in a couple of days. They don't look like they're capable of beating the Warriors. I mean, they within games, they've sometimes looked pretty impressive and they've obviously had leads, double digit leads, but the Warriors just have so much, more, I think, diversity in their attack and more experience, obviously. And they're also very good defensively, and so they've been able to hold everybody aside from Luka in check. So if I had to guess, it'll be a sweep, but, you know, whatever. It doesn't really matter, does it? They lose tonight or they lose
it's already over.
Now. They're not winning this series. We know that.
It sounded like Jason Kidd gave his concession speech after game three. Like, this isn't the end, this is the beginning type thing. And it just, it sounded like he knew. Listen, I covered a lot, as you have too. I've covered a lot of those series when the Warriors are in full control, and you as a coach just know you don't have enough. You can't win, and you don't have enough, which I guess leads to my, what I want to ask you about the Warriors is, listen, people in Cleveland probably going to hate Golden State forever, and I get it, but to see the way that they've sort of evolved from the pre-KD days to the KD years till now, it's really impressive. And they were my pick to win it before the playoffs started, and I don't see a reason to come off that now.
Yeah, and look, whoever they get in the finals, a banged-up Celtics team or a banged-up Heat team,
right?
Either one of them is going to be really tough, though. Those are really stingy defenses. Those are really physical teams, and those are teams with better size than Dallas has, right? Bam Adebayo for the Heat sitting back there, and you know Robert Williams and Al Horford and Tice, like they've got, you know, for the Celtics. So they're just going to be, I think, a much different kind of opponent, either one of them, than what the Warriors are contending with right now. So there are no givens, but if they win the finals again, I mean, I just think everybody needs to consider them in a different light. And I know, like, they've been a very confusing dynasty, right? Because of everything you just laid out, Jason, because they go from this organically built team that nobody could have seen coming, that wins a championship, then wins 73 games, and then, by all rights, sorry, Cleveland, should have probably won a second straight championship.
Hey! And careful.
Easy.
Continue.
The funny thing is that when we rarely talk about 73-9 because they didn't win it, right? And that was what the Bulls said when they had their 72-win season, right? They said it don't mean a thing if you don't win the ring.
That's right.
And that has kind of come to pass for the Warriors. Like, we never talk – 73-9 is insane.
It's like the Patriots going undefeated and then not winning the Super Bowl. It's the same thing.
I don't even know how that could happen. So it's a funny thing. And they were up, I believe this ledger was what, 3-1? Am I remembering correct? Yeah, 3-1.
Yeah, but you got it.
Yeah. So there we go. So I'm just, the point is, what they did even in the season that they lost to the Cavs was incredibly impressive. 73-9 and up 3-1 in the finals. Like, you know, again, Draymond doesn't get suspended, whatever happens. But because of that, we see that early part of the dynasty in a certain light. They only won the one. Then Kevin Durant arrives. Then they win two championships with him. They're the evil empire. Everybody hates them. They're not organic anymore. They're not cuddly and embraceable anymore. Now they're the evil empire. They crash and they burn. Durant gets hurt and leaves. Klay Thompson's out 2 years. Now everybody's over them. Now, that was nice. That was a nice run they had and whatever. Now they're gone. And now suddenly they're back. And there's just really no real template for this. The Spurs over 15 years is kind of an analogy. But the Warriors are going to be the first team since the Bulls to go to 6 finals in 8 years. And the Bulls did that while having, you know, the core of Jordan and Pippen, and they changed out everything else, which is somewhat similar to the Warriors, except that in the Bulls' case, you know, they never really fell off a cliff. And in the 2 years that, or the year and a half that Jordan was gone, so it's just different. It's just very different than anything we've seen. But I think this has given us an all new appreciation of them.
Howard, looking at the Cavaliers, you know, this season was obviously a huge surprise for a lot of us Cavs fans. You know, watching them, you know, nearly make the playoffs with this young core they have. What do you think they need to do to take that next step?
Sorry, the Cavs.
Cavaliers, yeah, sorry, Howard.
I said this some weeks ago on Cleveland Radio and elsewhere, that the season was going to be a success regardless of where it ended, because they had this great breakthrough, and they were on a great track before Jared Allen went down. And so, you know, I view this past season as a tremendous success for the Cavs. The next step is in a lot of ways the harder one, because, you know, where's your next leap coming from? Darius Garland made the All-Star team and is clearly young and growing and can continue to evolve and get even better. But is he, you know, in this league, you need a top 5, top 10 type player or a bunch of top 20 to 30 guys. And, you know, between Garland and Jared Allen, you've got a nice start there. What is Colin Sexton's future? My suspicion is that it's probably elsewhere, but that's just my gut. That's not intel or anything. If you don't have the guy who can be the top 10 guy, can you get a third all-star? Where are you getting him from? Or can Garland make another big leap? And, you know, I don't know exactly, but that's getting ahead of yourselves. Like become a perennial playoff team first and keep adding young talent and see what it grows into, and then see if there's an opportunistic trade to be made for the next disgruntled star or whatever it may be. But we all know this. It sounds reductive but it's just the truth. Like, in this league, talent wins. And so if you're fortunate enough to draft the great talent, develop the great talent, that's step one. But then you got to keep adding, and that's the really difficult part in the league with the salary cap and guys bouncing around all the time via, you know, trade and free agency. That's kind of the outline.
Who should coach the Lakers?
I don't think it matters. I mean, it obviously matters. Coaches matter. But Frank Vogel was a really good coach, and Frank Vogel coached them to a championship, and he made them a great defensive team when they actually had good defensive personnel. And then they got rid of all those guys to get an aging Russell Westbrook who didn't fit. And as long as Westbrook is still on that roster, I don't care who their coach is. They've got a fundamental structural problem that cannot be overcome with coaching. No coach is going to figure out how to make Russell Westbrook a reliable shooter or less ball dominant or a better defender. And, you know, they've got to fix the roster first. So, you know, there's some interesting coaching names. It certainly matters to those guys, especially for Darvin Ham, who's looking for his first opportunity, or Kenny Atkinson, who's looking for his second chance to be a head coach after the Nets deal. But to me, if we're going to talk about what's going to make the Lakers relevant again, contenders again, and not waste the tail end of LeBron's career, you got to fix the roster.
How do you do that?
Good question.
It's in 60 seconds. How do you fix the roster?
I do not believe that they should hold on to Russell Westbrook just come hell or high water, right? I will say the same thing about them that I said about the Cavaliers when LeBron was there toward the tail end of his second stint. That pick that became Colin Sexton, they should have traded it. You're either all in and committed or you're not. And LeBron's
I've said that for play. Years and got
and,
killed
and
for it.
And now LeBron's that much deeper into his career. And so if you're the Lakers, I don't care if it takes a pick. And I know you don't want to give up picks. I know it's that you don't want to have the cupboard bare when he finally retires. But guess what? The job right now is to win championships while you still can and while he's still playing at an elite level, which he is when healthy. So if it takes a pick to offload Westbrook and get back what you can, do it. We've got plenty of proof that this isn't working, but they seem to be ready to double down.
Howard Beck, Sports Illustrated. Crossover Pod, SiriusXM Radio. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Howard.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.